The Wisconsin Grocers Association says incidents of worthless checks are increasing rapidly. Vice President Michelle Cousseau says it costs grocers, on average, $100 million a year. She adds many district attorneys don't follow a newer law that relieves merchants of the cost of paying for certified mail to notify offenders about a bad check. Cousseau says at $3 to $4 each, it can be costly.
It's just like shoplifting to them. You know, someone writes them a bad check, they might as well have come into the store and, you know, filled up their grocery cart and just walked out the door.
Asset Protection and Recovery Solutions of Sun Prairie helps businesses collect on bad checks. Executive Director Terry Garretts says the new rules took effect last year. Garretts says they give DAs means to prove intent and incur less expense on victims. One change was in the time needed to acquire $2,500 in bad checks to prove criminal intent.
Under the old law, value of $2,500 must have been reached by looking at no more than a 15-day period time of their activity. The current law now allows prosecutors to look at 90 days.
Garretts says the law now recognizes regular U.S. mail as a sufficient standard for delivery. It's the same as for court documents, which are assumed delivered once they're mailed. La Crosse County District Attorney Scott Horn requires complainants make a written demand by certified mail as a way to prove someone didn't respond to a demand for payment. Horn says he's tried to devise a system to collect the most possible, where there's little defense left for the offender to use. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.